So somebody be like, hey, let's not talk about that. I don't think the best course of action should be, well, why? That's what my niece do every time. But why? Why not?
Welcome to Corners and Conversations by Just Contributor Support. Our mission is to provide you with some form of mentorship, guidance, and resources. The purpose of this podcast is to expose you to different perspectives, experiences, and ideas. Stay tuned.
All right, I'm good. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Corners and Conversations with my dear friend, Striclo.
Hey, everybody.
So, y'all, shockingly, I get to interview Strickland, and I got a couple of questions here, but this is what we gonna do. What 50 Cent said, 21 questions.
That's what he said. It's a song.
So what I'm gonna have my friend here do, I'm gonna let him say a random number between 1 and 21.
21.
All right. Here we go.
Wait, that's the question we start off on?
Yes.
Oh, we're gonna try this again. Look, 10, 10, 10. 10.
Oh, okay. I like 10. I like 10. All right, y'all. So the question number 10, my dear friend chose 10. The question is, are you currently in the dating pool right now? Or you just wish to focus on yourself and go with the flow?
I identify as broke. I ain't seeing nobody at this time. People don't believe me, though, you know, but I'm really not seeing anybody. And I'm a true advocate for before, you know, you spend time and share these experiences with people, make sure you take care of yourself first. I don't feel like I'm at my best. That's why I'm not seeing nobody right now. I've tried dating apps, like all of them, you know, the Hinges, the Bumbles, the Tenders, right? These dating apps, child, it got to the point where I was on autopilot with the dating apps. Like, you match with somebody and I already had a list of prompted like responses as well as questions in the notes app of the iPhone. And so it's like I had a whole system of talking to people. And I just was like, this is not how you speak to people. Like, I'm treating these conversations like they ChatGPT or something. And I was just like, that's not how you should speak to people in terms of vetting people. So I deleted all the dating apps.
Well, I kind of look at dating is like an interview, low key, because you are getting to know someone.
Well, it's not part of the question, but you ever just stop messaging somebody to see if they follow up with you? Like, it'll get to a point where if I'm doing like 90% of the 80 to 90% of the engagement, it's like why I can have a conversation with myself in peace. Like, why am I always the person initiating, talking, introducing? What about this? What about that? Now, in the near future, if I was to get back on a dating app, as soon as I match with somebody, we're going to a coffee shop. We're going to a restaurant. We're going somewhere. And the conversation will be off us speaking with each other first, not having a long, drawn out interactions through the dating app or through exchanging numbers or whatever. Just to finally meet them in person and be like, I know you lying. And they'd be, no, but like, it's the real me. Like catfish. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I'm after somebody, I'd rather meet them in person. Worst case scenario, free lunch on me.
Yeah, that's true, because it's crazy how you can have full-blown conversations with people on the phone. And once you get in person, that energy is not there. Like, is that so crazy? And I'll be like,
I'd be wanting to learn how to shut up, though.
Why?
Because for a lot of the conversations is, you know, I love to hear you talk, keep talking. And it's like, I talk too much. How would I learn anything about you if I'm doing all the talking? And so there's times in the mid-conversation I'd be like, I'm talking too much. Your turn.
But you don't talk too much.
If people are not giving you responses or feedback or what have you, How do I not know that they're just suffering in silence until the check comes and be like, thank you, God. I thought he would never shut up. I don't have that feedback loop in terms of that. That's why I'd be like, okay, I'm unsure of what you're interested in, but I know I could talk to myself all day. Right? I could talk about a good amount of nothing. And so that's why I was like, hey, what do you have going on? But you know where it always go left for me? When I start to inquire about the family, like on her side, like, how's you? Are you closer to your mother or your father? Right. Or what are the things I need to know about your childhood to better understand who the person speaking with now? Like, people not ready for those conversations. Oh, I thought we was just going to ask me what's my favorite color, ma'am. If you don't go back to your call, that foolishness. For real.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I ain't ever been asked that before. But no, seriously. Like that is new for me.
There's a book that's titled Questions I Ask Before Marriage. I think that's what people should start off talking about.
I have that book in my room. Because I also got another book saying how to like start conversations and stuff, because I be feeling like I'm the problem.
Right.
And I'm like, why do I always have to initiate the conversation?
I'm trying to tell you.
But
till breath do us part.
But it just goes to show nobody knows how to have a conversation anymore. But at the same time, it may be some people I hit it off with and some people that I don't. Like, I'm not going to even cap. I can't even speak on people younger than me, because I'm actually cool with someone that I'm 7 years older.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can have a full-blown conversation about anything that's pulled out of thin air.
Right.
So it's like you have some younger people and you have some older people. That's why people say, it's not about your age, it's your maturity level.
Yes. But I can have easier conversations with older women. But as I get older, I already know I'm going to be forced to look for younger women. And what I mean by force is, it's like that. It's not necessarily a race against time. Like, I've met people in their 50s pregnant, having children. Okay, it's possible. I've seen it. But the topic of discussion would be typically like previous relationships. I'm too forward thinking about stuff because I'm worried about the relationship that she have with her family. Because if we have a children, that those are the people who are watching our baby. Like, I'd be thinking about that. Or in terms of, hey, you have a promising career, right? But if that career comes at the expense of you being able to spend time with me or our children, how do you feel about having a part-time role in that similar capacity? Because you went to school, you did all of that. So it's not me saying I wish for you to stop working to depend on me. It's me saying if we focusing on, you know, the next generation doing better than us, we both can't be at work saying we're trying to secure a platform or nation building, as they say. Meanwhile, who's educating our children? Meanwhile, who's watching our children? And so there's a catch 22 that go with it. But in today's society, for someone to be asked, may you redirect your attention and your focus to be more in terms of, I will focus on everything outside the house. You can just focus on everything inside the house. Nowadays, that's considered disrespectful. Nowadays, don't do that, friend. He going to isolate you. He going to manipulate you. He going to cut you off. Next thing you know, he going to move you to Alaska. You ain't going to know nobody. And then when you going to be asking for help, we ain't going to be able to save you while you're drowning. You know, like them Tyler Perry movies. Stop watching them.
Nah, I don't believe in that.
Yeah, you don't. But talk to somebody 10 years younger than you and see what the response you get. Why would I do that? You know, nowadays a disagreement is 50-50. I ain't about to go 50-50 with no man. And it's like, would you like for him to pay half of your college? Well, that ain't a bad idea. So why is half the rent a bad idea?
Or, you know, I mean, I don't have an issue going 50-50. Like, at one point it was, hey, I'll take care of the big stuff. You pay the small bills.
I'm an advocate of that.
Yeah, like, I have no issue with that. I have no issue with going half because honestly, today, pretty much both people in the household do have to work unless one of us making over, you know, six figures.
Yeah. And that, when did that become the norm though? If you don't have six figures, we can't survive, which is so unfortunate. I'm going to say this so we can move on. I'm more of a, I'll take care of the big ticket items. So a car note, a mortgage or rent, that's me all day. That's me all day. But I'm more of an advocate for you should have you something part time so you don't feel as if you have to depend on me.
Yes. Well, some men were brought up and they still in this mindset of, oh, the woman got to be home, take care of the kids. Nothing wrong with that. But I know it's some women that wants to have their own money as well.
Correct.
To, you know, keep their independence. It's like, hey, it's not that I don't want to depend on you, but what if you so happen to fall short and that money that I'm making doing my little part time, I'm actually putting that to the side, building some type of savings up in case, you know, something was to happen to you while you was at work and, you know, you had to temporarily be out of work for a week or a couple months. We got that money to fall back on.
I'm in favor of that. And also, I'm a big advocate for the joint account is to pay the bills, but she gonna have her own account. Like, that's a requirement. That child, there's some things I don't want to know how much you spent for. And I review the bank statements as well. Mortgage, light bill, water bill. Who just bought a Birkin? So I'm an advocate for that. And more of a, hey, I would set aside funds and just that could be an automatic thing. Just every month, here you go, here you go. And it's not paying somebody or saying you have to live within these means. It's me saying if we invested in each other, why is that a question when it comes to monetary value? You know, I don't want someone to feel as if I'm trying to buy their love, but we are foolish to say we live in America and money is not a topic of discussion.
Well, a lot of women love can be bought, and I don't think they're genuinely happy. Only because I could sit back and look at maybe a few people or whatever, and it's like, okay, you get whatever you want. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. But as a mom and a woman who loves, you know,
Legos.
I'll be honest. I don't too much care for materialistic things. Like, yeah, I like purses, but that's nothing I'ma waste my money on buying. Yeah, I like jewelry, and stuff like that, but I like the nail shop. I like going to the barbershop, getting my hair freshened up.
Mandatory.
I like going to get a new book. Like, it's different things that have caught my interest. Like, I don't care for expensive things because, I mean, I really don't go nowhere to even utilize majority of that stuff.
Stop sounding like the military to utilize all this stuff. To indulge, to enjoy, to partake. Yeah, but
everybody, I don't know, like, it got to a point where nothing wrong with going out having fun, but that's something I just don't see myself doing every single day. Like, if we're going to go out and have fun, let's actually do something to have fun.
Agreed.
Like, everybody's fun today is, oh, let's go get a drink. Oh, let's go to the club. Oh, let's
like TV show and movie fun. What you see on TV shows and like movies, their definition of fun. It's like
selfie museums, like the Van Gogh Museum in New Orleans. That was cool. The immersive, I don't know if any of y'all been to that, but that's really cool. All right. Pick another number, friend.
Two.
All right, number two. What's your biggest intellectual challenge in life at this very moment?
Biggest intellectual challenge.
Can't wait.
I was just saying, not overthinking. Not everything has to be so analytical. Just do it. Like, you remember that day you sent a joke? And I searched ChatGPT to answer and screenshot, I sent it back. And he was like, see, you the problem. You don't get the point. And so for me, some stuff, my intellectual challenges, stop taking so many things literally. And the paradox is, I'm very sarcastic in my tone and how I communicate. But the way how I receive information is very literal. So if somebody say, or if a text message says that, I'm going to take it for what that is. Sometimes the context doesn't translate well through a text or through an email. And that's how sometimes I get lost in the sauce, because I become overly productive in terms of thinking the different. Well, could it mean this? Could it mean that? Well, what about this right here? And then I start responding to stuff like I'm on a track path or a path that I'm walking on in terms of communicating. And it's totally the different direction that people intended, or it's not as big. It took for somebody to be like, a former coworker, she was like, dude, stop turning an anthill into a mountain. And I was like, you know what? That was some good advice. And her response was afterwards, just take the damn compliment. I was like, this is very abusive, but I know it's coming from a good place. So yeah, that's my intellectual challenge right now.
Okay. And yes, he's very much so sarcastic here.
Next question. Thank you. Question number 5.
What are your current priorities in this season of your life?
Knowledge, application, and motivation. Other three categories, if I had to just point to three. Knowledge, being more informed about self. For the last decade of my life, I've lived for so many people at the expense of not being knowledgeable of myself as an individual. So typically, if it's a crisis or a conflict or something like that, I'm very selfless in terms of supporting other people. But the toughest conversations I've been having as of lately is, who are you outside of work? Who are you, outside of being a provider, a caretaker, and being all these things for other people? Who are you for yourself? That has been a tough journey. Motivation in terms of getting past all the roadblocks, rather it's my physical ailments or, the mental roadblocks of just feeling drained at the end of the day. What can be reinvested back in self. Like, I'm trying to learn how to be lazy at work. Dead serious. Trying to learn. Because I'm always doing something, always overly productive. Because I'm doing things that make sense to me. And then it becomes, well, that's not your job conversation for everybody else, And the application, as in learning how to apply systems that reinforce boundaries that I should have for myself. Because I'm always doing something for someone, or if somebody's in a need of something like that, I'm typically support them first, and whatever I have, I put on hold. And it's like, no, apply your priorities first. So those are the three things that I'm focusing on for this current phase of thy life in a Range Rover.
The BMW.
It's Range Rover season. BMW's last season. I don't make the rules.
Okay.
Question number 7.
What prevents you from sharing certain things about yourself to others who wish to pursue you as someone they see being in their lives long term, whether it's a friend, crush, family, or...
What are things that prevent me from... Say it again.
From sharing certain things about yourself.
I am an advocate for some things should only be for you to know. Now, for some people, it may be, either childhood experiences. For other people, it may be during certain points of their life. For me, it's some stuff that I like to keep to myself because that's for me in that sense. So for something that is so common that everybody celebrates once a year, they put on social media, they have all those things, they have, you know, get togethers and whatnot. So for me, I was like, you know what? My birthday is for me. So that would be my thing. And for every job I go to, the number one concern is, well, why won't you share this experience with other people? Or it's just a birthday. Why isn't that? Why? You know, the whole point is, it's not so much as it's just a birthday. It's the point of it is not going with the social norm. So one thing that everybody would expect you to want to celebrate, want to participate in, I was, no, I'm good, you know. And who said that day of the year have to be that significant? When you look at, let's say, South Korea, right? January 1st, everybody is a year older, and that's what they celebrate. So they celebrate the year that everybody is, you know, became older. So there's the actual age, and then there's like the Korean age. Like different cultures have different mechanisms of how they go about it. Because if you was in the womb for 9 months, is the day you was birthed really your birthday when you was conceived almost 9 months prior to that?
I tried to go back in the womb. Because like J. Cole said, Cole World, I already knew that before he dropped that album. Period.
Thank you for your dollar in a dream. question number 9.
What is one piece of advice you would give me if you knew I wouldn't get offended?
Stop being Inspector Gadget for things that should be a boundary. So if somebody be like, hey, let's not talk about that. I don't think the best course of action should be, well, why? That's what my niece do every time. But why? Why not? But why? Why not? You don't want to answer why? You don't want to answer why not? And it just becomes this ever-evolving wheel of, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? Until it's like either my mother or her mother, which is my sister, be like, all right. She started it. I'm a grown man. Why don't you check her? Yeah. Question number 11.
Do you believe in fate?
Yes, I really do. And to the point where the concept, I was overseas one day. I don't know if I told you this, but I was overseas and we didn't have like any plumbing in our building. So you have to walk like a half a mile to a bunch of trailers. So there's shower trailers and, you know, like the toilet trailers. And this during a desert storm. And so like when you out there in the Middle East, like there is no proper way to let you know when there's a desert storm because it's a whole bunch of dust. It's a whole bunch of wind. So whatever happens, it just happens. And as I walk out of the shower trailer, right, just took a shower in the middle of a desert storm, right? The part where I was confused about is there's this gentleman. So he's a Muslim, of course. Well, Islamic is what I should say. He's doing a call to prayer. In the middle of a sandstorm, he is praying. So, I mean, he's on a piece of cardboard. He took off his flip flops and he's doing his call to prayer in the middle of this inclement weather, of course. And after observing that, I was like, you know what? I question a lot of things that I shouldn't question. So my concept of fate is if it's not meant for you to mess with it, don't mess with it. Another example to bring it closer to home, I'd be in a parking lot and it'll be like a $20 bill that's blowing across the parking lot. I'm not touching it. I didn't drop that 20. What am I chasing it for? Now, for a lot of people, boy, that's money. You picked that up. You tripping. It's like, no, I'm good. And to bring it all together, the weird part was if I dropped something when I was overseas, nobody would mess with it. So the phrase is called Allah's will, right? So if it's not for them, they won't touch it. Try that in America.
Can't try that in here.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And so that we're part of some of the habits that I've seen other cultures do overseas is the habits that I've developed coming back home. So it would be some stuff. Oh, you could do this. I know you need this. I know you need that. That's not for me. Well, no, you could use this to help you. I understand that. But the person who lost that may come back around here to find where they dropped it. It's not for me.
It's changed my whole thought process.
Yeah, they be messing with destiny. That's their problem. Question number 13.
Do you think we have other realms or multiverses?
I do. I'm a true believer in that. When we talk about everything comes with a cost. That's what I always tell my little rascals at the job. Everything comes at a cost. So the cost of you not making that decision, what you do in this universe would be the different actions that's taken in other universes. I'm a true believer in that. Because in another universe, I already got a Range Rover. In another universe, I ain't bought that house for my mama. In another universe, I didn't support, you know, being a main contributor in my nieces and nephews' upbringing in terms of monetary value with tools and resources that they need. The cost of that is the material things that I always tell people I would like. I've delayed receiving that because putting family as a priority takes that. Now, in another universe, I already got that Range Rover. In another universe, I already got that doctorate. In another universe, she probably won't be from Dominican Republic. She'll probably be from Puerto Rico. I'm just being honest with you.
And just so y'all know, ladies, he don't want nobody from the tutu.
They don't know that. Or, don't know, now you know.
Or, you know, on Texas.
They got a few Dominican people in Texas. But they'll probably most likely find them in New York or Florida. But I've been looking at flights to Dominican Republic for real. Like if Southwest go to Dominican Republic, I got to look that up. They still got me some flight credits. Well, I don't know right now. Air travel don't look like the sexiest thing right now, you know. Whew, I'm going to leave that where that is. Not trying to land a plane on that one. Question number 15.
Number 15, ladies and gentlemen. If your exes were all stuck in a room, what would they say about you?
I have a track record of sending mixed signals. For a lot of my previous relationship, that always would be a topic of discussion. So it'll be one day, like I have no issue with whatever it is that they recommend or what they're doing. But then like the next day, I'd be like, don't ever do that ever again. So I know sometimes that's a point of, not a point of conflict, but it's a frustrating moment for them. Or would they think I would do just for them? They see me do for everybody else. Type situation. So it's like, oh, he's so great. He's so focused. He do these things, you know. So I'm real big on the first door. Like, that's my habit. The first door. I don't like women just walking through there. I'm an advocate for taking somebody by their wrist and yanking them back, letting that door close and say, my mama raised a man. And then I open the first door. That's something that I like doing. I think that's like my signature.
Yeah, he done it to me.
But the point
I
is,
I learned quickly.
But the point is so it took for somebody else to be like, okay, so you open the first door. Why don't you have a problem with the second door? Right. But why don't you open the car door X, Y, and Z? And it was like, well, for somebody who I married, they would get that level of treatment. Right. So there's levels to the accommodations that I would provide. Another thing is I don't like seeing women eat alone. That's like a weird thing about me. And so I would sit beside somebody and we don't even have to talk. But it's so that like other people don't be like, oh, who shorty is over there and harass her.
Where were you when I was eating at Genya?
You didn't invite me.
I didn't know you yet.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're going to replay that one. That's one for the books. And I picked up that habit. A lot of habits I picked up is overseas. Like going to the, I'm not a bar person in particular, but when you look at nightlife, it looks as if there's so many systems that have to be established just to, for you to feel as if you could have a good time. Because you're in a space that you don't know with people that you don't know. So my rule is typically, my children can't do it, what I'm doing it for. So that's why it's a lot of places you won't catch me. Or places that I'm not frequently going to, because that's just not my thing. Next question. By the time you left. Question number 17.
And there you have it, folks. Another episode. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. If anyone wished to be a guest, please feel free to let us know. New episodes are released every other Friday. For more information, visit jcsupport.org. J as in just, C as in contribute, the word support.org. Check the description for details.